You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Mark Rogerson is a senior project assistant with RNIB, but he's also a keen runner. He joins me now, having just completed the Boston Marathon, becoming the first European with sight loss to complete the six major marathons. But before we get into marathon running and history making, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
Of course. So I had a routine eye surgery in 2013. I had detached retinas. And during the operation, I seemed to have caught some kind of infection while having the operation. So it was like a 1 in 1,000 chance of catching an infection. And I was really unlucky to catch an infection. So it ended up killing away all the inside of my right eye. And there was some damage to my peripheral vision in my left eye. So I've got some central vision in my left eye. And my right, there's nothing.
So were you a keen runner prior to your sight loss? How did you get into running?
Never ever ran before prior to my sight loss. I didn't enjoy it. Played a bit of sports when I was younger. Played quite a lot of rugby and football and, you know, and whatnot. But I had never ever ran before. But what actually happened was my mum, my brother-in-law and my sister ran a half marathon in Chester to raise some money for RNIB after I'd lost my sight, just to, you know, just to pay it back a little bit, shall we say. They raised a lot of money and they were just absolutely amazing on the day. I remember my sister almost collapsing at the end of the race. You know, she was just absolutely exhausted. And I kind of thought to myself at that point, maybe it shouldn't be these people that's running these races and raising money for RNIB. It should be me. So I kind of took it upon myself, you know, to set myself a goal of, you know, maybe running a 10K. With me never running before, I just kind of had to start from scratch and just do a mile, you know, do 2 miles and just work, built it up slowly. I was running with help from other people. So my mum did a lot of me running with me early on, guiding me, just help making sure I was safe and things like that. And I was getting a lot from it. I was going through a lot of troubles with losing my sight. So the running was helping. It was giving me like an escape. And not only that, when you are active and physical, you kind of get this sort of feel good factor after you finished. You know, there's like a sort of sense of achievement, just the sort of feel good chemicals that come with being active afterwards. And I think that's kind of what I got hooked on, you know, just coming back and sitting down and just feeling good. And it really, really helped me with everything that I was going through. And one of the things, how I changed my life around, really, the running was a huge part of that. Just because I was feeling better by running, I had had something to focus on, and I had, you know, something to do and a purpose as well, which was, you know, just something, you know, just something I felt good about.
And here we are now. You've just run the final of the Big Six marathons. Now, I know this has been a big project for you going back a number of years. When did you first decide that you were going to do all six?
I'd already run a couple of London marathons for RNIB. Kind of did my first one in 2016. I ran one in 2017 and I ran 2018 as well for RNIB. And then I kind of thought, well, you know, we've done some marathons in the UK. I'll go and try and run one in another country. What had actually happened was I entered the ballot for Chicago. So my name came out of the hat. I bought my place. I was like, right, who am I going to get to run this with? I got in touch with a lady called Katie Geraghty, who was based in Chicago. She was a guide runner. And we just ran Chicago Marathon in 2018. And it was an amazing experience. It was just really such a good atmosphere. And I loved it. There was this sort of thing at the end where me and Katie were just kind of talking and we'd finished and we'd done this amazing thing together. And there was this like sort of awkwardness. And it was just like, well, is that it now? And I just said, oh yeah, you know, I'll be in touch. And then we decided to, when we got back, you know, that, you know, maybe another marathon would be good to do again because we'd had such a good time. We entered for Berlin and we ran Berlin. And then I think after we'd ran Berlin, we had two of the six done together. So we decided, shall we just do them all? Yeah, let's go for it. Not long after that, we ran New York in November of 2019. I wanted to run all six with Katie, so I decided that we should run the London together. Again, we got an RNIB place. I think we raised around about sort of £4,500 for RNIB, you know, for running the 2021 London Marathon. So then we were like, we've got four of the six. Took a little bit out of me that, and I had to have a little bit of a break from it. I kind of fell out of love with running for a little bit. I think at the time I did a lot of running because I had to do it as opposed to wanting to do it. I kind of resented it a little bit. Fast forward a couple of months later, got back into the swing of things, got back running again, and we ran Tokyo Marathon. That was in March of this year. Here we are, we've done Boston. It was just such an amazing day. It was just unbelievable.
Throughout your marathons, have you had any funny moments? I know it's a bit of an emotional rollercoaster, the whole thing, but any funny moments that have stood out your time running?
There's been moments in every marathon that we've done that's kind of stuck out. Some good, some bad. I remember in Chicago, our first race together, we got to where the Cubs play, which is the baseball stadium, the Chicago Cubs. We was running past their stadium, and I have never seen rain like it. It was like a biblical storm. It was so, so heavy. And there was like a little river running down like a hill, and we were running into this sort of river off the road where all the rain was rushing down, and it was just crazy. We were just so wet. The thing I remember about that one was the more it rained, the louder and the louder the crowd got. It was just an unbelievable thing to see. I remember in London, again, we were kind of going along nicely, felt like we were going, you know, doing really well. And then all of a sudden, a guy with a refrigerator on his back ran past us, and that was a bit of a mood killer, but that was a kind of a funny moment as well. Lots of highs, there's lots of lows, and you've just got to kind of dig in. I've always felt that my hardest parts of the marathon kind of around about sort of miles 15 to around about 18, because you're starting to hurt then, but you're not really anywhere near the finish still. You've still got quite a long way to go. So I kind of feel that they're always my sort of nemesis miles, and it's just kind of good to think about in them miles, you know, why you're doing it, hoping to make your family proud, hoping to make your friends proud, and you know, just everybody that knows me just want to, you know, you just kind of put yourself in that mindset, you know, that what you're doing is amazing, and you just want to make everybody proud of you, and you just kind of get through it. You've just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just keep going.
You've mentioned her a few times, but do you want to give a special shout out to Katie, your guide runner?
Just wanted to give a huge shout out to Katie. She's just been my rock through all of this. I'm really lucky to have her, you know, and she's just amazing. She's such a positive person as well. When the times are getting tough, you know, it's just, she's always there to help. And without her, I would never have been able to have done what I've done. I'm forever in her debt. The fact that she spent so much money, so much time flying to these races, you know, on other continents. And just her dedication, the fact that she's put all the effort in, all the training in to help me, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And as I say, I don't think I'll ever be able to repay her for what she's done.
And finally, Mark, before you go for that well-deserved ice bath, have you got any advice for any of our listeners who have perhaps gone through something similar to yourself with losing their sight and want to get out there and get active? Now, I'm not saying that they have to go out and do all six of the big marathons, but how can they take that first step?
There's a lot of good things out there. It's not only like the sort of physical benefits that you get from running, you know, keeping active does make you feel physically better. It's the mental aspect as well. It really helps with that. It when you are active, it releases these sort of, you know, feel-good chemicals in your body, and it does really pick up your mood. One of the techniques that I find really good for people who are starting out running is like the sort of run-walk sort of technique. So you may run 3 minutes, walk for a minute, and just keep doing that. And then the next time you go out, you know, maybe just try and run for 4 minutes, see how that feels, and then walk for a minute and just keep doing it that. But it's just, like I say, just taking the first step, do a bit of planning, you know, do a bit of thinking, you know, about who you can run with if you do need that support. If if you've got enough vision, you know, maybe that you could do it on your own, possibly. Just try and, you know, go somewhere familiar. Maybe a local park that you've been to, you know, a number of times, and just kind of just take it easy, just see how it feels, you know, listen to your body, and then just sort of keep, next time you go out, just go a little bit further, keep pushing yourself a little bit more. And as I say, I took it to the extreme, but you know, you don't have to do that.
Well, Mark Rogerson, marathon runner, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.